This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The late Dr. Abram Hoffer was a Canadian orthomolecular psychiatrist and researcher. Dr. Hoffer and his co-workers were instrumental in the discovery that megadoses of certain vitamins were therapeutic for schizophrenia and also could be used to lower cholesterol levels. The discovery, which was published in 1955, is credited with the initiation of a new paradigm in nutritional medicine, the use of vitamins for treatment and not just for prevention of disease. Dr. Hoffer's wish was that the principles of this approach would be accepted into the mainstream of medicine during his lifetime, but this was not to be. Over his lifetime, he helped and healed thousands of people and established the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine. We speak with Francis Fuller of the Orthomolecular Vitamin Information Center in Victoria, British Columbia. We also share a personal account of the impact of Dr. Abram Hoffer's work in the words of an anonymous young person, P.L., as read by Ashta.
I was 26 years old, just graduated from university, and was working as a professional musician, showing much promise. My parents were proud of me, and I had a certain and bright future as a teacher and musician. I studied with very well-known musicians in New York and Toronto, and worked hard on developing my talent and composing skills and creativity and technique. At age 26, I had my first psychotic break during a meditation session. My life was never the same afterward. I began to hear voices and experience terrifying paranoia and delusions. The terror and fear from the delusions was very bad, and I was so traumatized by it all that I suffered post-traumatic stress after the period's illness. Months of thinking people were trying to kill me, harm me, follow me, and larger delusions of the world coming to an end. I really thought the world was going to end, and I was terrified and could not escape the delusions in the prison of what was a shattered mind, once lucid, once logical, once at peace with myself. I could not distinguish that these illogical delusions, thoughts, and voices were not real. It was my reality. Months of being terrified and frightened. Weeks of not sleeping and not being able to calm down, just completely agitated, terrified, and delusional all the time. All of this changed thanks to Dr. Abram Hoffer. Thanks to Dr. Hoffer's life work, he helped thousands of people with mental illness. People who were sufferably and tossed aside by society in a field where not much money was put into research for treatments. Hoffer was not just a doctor, he was a humanitarian who cared about the welfare of people who were suffering. I hope others will benefit from his work as well.
Dr. Abram Hoffer was a Canadian orthomolecular psychiatrist and researcher. Dr. Hoffer and his co-workers were instrumental in the discovery that megadoses of particular vitamins were therapeutic for schizophrenia and could also be used to lower cholesterol levels. The discovery, which was published in 1955, is credited with the initiation of a new paradigm in nutritional medicine, the use of vitamins for treatment and not just for prevention of disease. We're sharing a personal account of the impact of Dr. Abram Hoffer's work in the words of an anonymous young person, P.L., as read by Ashta, and we're joined on the phone by Francis Fuller of the Orthomolecular Vitamin Information Center in Victoria, B.C. Welcome to People First Radio, Francis.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, the mission of the Orthomolecular Vitamin Information Center is to provide accurate, unbiased information in a non-medical setting about the properties and uses of vitamins. Tell us more about how that work happens, Francis.
Well, I see clients and we discuss their current issues and also their medical history. I go over their childhood medical history, their developmental history in terms of how has their health been and how, you know, not just their mental health, because I see many people whose concerns are strictly physical. And so we go through their history, their symptoms, and from that I'm able to make a pretty good assessment of what their bodies may be lacking or perhaps requiring just larger amounts than a diet can supply. I can pick up on whether they may be suffering from food sensitivities and instruct them on how they can determine that. And then they go off and follow my recommendations or not once they talk to their doctor about what I have recommended.
I was very ill when I first went to see Dr. Abram Hoffer. I had been regularly hospitalized for periods of 4 to 5 months for around 6 or 7 years, was put on many medications. I suffered on many of the medications I was put on. Lithium destroyed my thyroid and gave me hypothyroidism and made me so thirsty all the time that I gained 50 pounds from drinking too many juices and beverages. I developed a problem with my weight when I had always been thin before. I developed hair growth on my face from the antipsychotic medication. A common drug still used today, Haldol, made me so ill, I wonder how that medication has ever been approved for use. Dr. Hoffer explained to me the advantage of taking vitamins. I had tried them before and did not think it worked, but I had not been on them long enough to get results. It takes a few months to get into your system in the way it needs to, in order to be effective. I was so skeptical but desperate to get my life back. It seemed unreal that the little vitamin could help. Thanks to Hoffer, I did get my life back despite having few challenges after having been on the vitamins for a while. When I first met Hoffer, I was taken aback by how beautiful his skin on his face was and how young he looked. He always looked 25 years younger than his age, and he told me it was because he also took niacin and other vitamins. He did not have a mental illness, so I did not know why he took niacin, but he took a very high dose of it, too, as did Francis. Dr. Hoffer said niacin was good for the skin and stress, too. Not to mention it lowers cholesterol.
Francis Fuller, tell us more about what you've seen over the years in terms of people with mental illness using the vitamin therapy and the results of that therapy. How have their lives been changed?
Well, I can give you one example of a young man who became psychotic in Alberta and was hospitalized. And he was about 16 at the time. And his parents were told he would never recover, he would never marry, he'd never finish high school, and he was going to be hopelessly ill. So they left Alberta in disgust and moved to Victoria, not knowing Dr. Hoffer was here. That wasn't the reason they came. But then when they found out he was here, they brought their son to see Dr. Hoffer, and he started him on a vitamin program. And he improved more and more. Dr. Hoffer, in the first place, inspired, told them he did feel that their son would recover and that they had reason to hope. So he finished high school. He went on to university and finished his degree and became actually a psychiatric social worker and, incidentally, is now working in the hospital where he was first admitted in Alberta. And they don't know his history, they don't know his background, and he's working there as a psychiatric social worker. And he's married and has a child. So he has his life back, he finished school, he has a normal life, and he's off medication.
This is People First Radio. We're talking today about the work of the late Dr. Abram Hoffer, considered to be the founder of orthomolecular psychiatry, and who, with his co-workers, was instrumental in the discovery that megadoses of vitamins were therapeutic for schizophrenia. The information presented on our program today is for educational purposes only. If you want to investigate the use of vitamins as a therapeutic approach to deal with illness, please contact your medical doctor.
I've been very upset that safer drugs have not been created for persons with mental illness, and that patients are made to suffer such harsh outcomes due to drug side effects like diabetes from the extreme weight gain these meds cause. I believe my chronic pain condition, fibromyalgia, has been caused by psychotic drug use. It is true, I have been too frightened to stop the antipsychotic drug I take because of my fears the psychosis could return the way it did before. People do not understand that about Dr. Hoffer. He did not ever say that I had to stop taking my medication ever. He did tell me I would not have to take as much medication, and with the vitamins, I would be able to pay taxes and work again. He was right. I now work part-time in a job where I supervise other people and have been given responsibility. My life had been unbearable and unlivable and such a struggle all the time before I was delusional. Before, medications were not effective for me. They did not control my symptoms. Once I started taking niacin, everything changed for me. Before Dr. Hoffer's treatment, my illness put me in much danger of committing suicide or coming into harm's way because I was not in control of myself due to a health issue, due to my brain not working properly. Society does not understand that mental illness is a health issue. You don't make brain cancer patients live on the street because of their health condition. So why is it okay to make someone with bipolar illness or schizophrenia live on the street when what they need is help and support for a health condition that is treatable?
Now, according to a tribute, Francis, to Dr. Abram Hoffer that I found online at the website of the European Alliance for Natural Health, Dr. Hoffer's greatest wish was that these principles would be accepted into the mainstream during his lifetime. Sadly, that was not to be, and it is now down to his colleagues in orthomolecular medicine to continue that work. Tell us more about why this approach hasn't been accepted by mainstream medicine.
I think part of the reason is because of medicine's approach to drugs as one drug, one disease. So they can't understand that something like niacin could be helpful for so many things. Secondly, the niacin work was done at about the same time and was being published at about the same time that the drugs were first, the psychiatric drugs were being coming on stream, thioridazine and Mellaril and so on. And they worked much more quickly. Within hours or days, you would have a very psychotic patient, very quiet, very subdued. Whereas with vitamins, it took several months before you started noticing an effect. So that was the rapid effect of drugs. Secondly, it was also the fact that drugs are patentable. They have a big drug company behind them. They have a parent that promotes them, that sends detailed men, representatives of the drug company round to the different doctors' offices, tells them about the latest drugs and how to use them, leaves them samples, and, you know, they have a promoter. Dr. Hoffer, or niacin, for instance, does not have a promoter. It's not patentable. It's not owned by any drug company. There is no market. There's no market-driven reason to promote it. And in fact, niacin, which is only about $10 a month for most patients, is not at all profitable when you consider that some of the psychiatric drugs can be as much as $600 a month, especially in the States. So there is no incentive for drug companies to market vitamins in that way, not as competition for their own products. And it also requires a lot of work on the patient's part or the client's part. They need to, it's not just taking a pill. They also need to do lifestyle changes. They do need to manage their lifestyle. They can't continue to drink alcohol or smoke pot and hope that the vitamin is going to take the place of somehow magically eradicate the damage that they're doing. So these are factors as well. there is a tendency for people to want to go to the doctor for a pill that's going to fix them, not a pill that's going to make them change their lifestyle.
The late Dr. Abram Hoffer was a Canadian orthomolecular psychiatrist and researcher. Dr. Hoffer and his co-workers were instrumental in the discovery that megadoses of particular vitamins were therapeutic for schizophrenia and could also be used to lower cholesterol levels. The discovery, which was published in 1955, is credited with the initiation of a new paradigm in nutritional medicine, the use of vitamins for treatment and not just for prevention of disease. We're sharing a personal account of the impact of Dr. Abram Hoffer's work in the words of an anonymous young person, P.L., as read by Ashta, and we're joined on the phone by Francis Fuller of the Orthomolecular Vitamin Information Center in Victoria, B.C.
Dr. Hoffer treated me with respect and dignity even when I was out of my mind with illogical delusions. Regular psychiatrists and the system had made me feel often like an animal, like I was not human anymore. I will never forget being in hospital in a locked room with only a large paper cup to urinate in for days. When I knocked on the door to have the cup emptied or to ask to use the toilet, I was ignored for many hours and forced to use the floor after knocking on the door and giving up when no one would come after hours of trying to get their attention. I will never forgive that hospital for doing this. Nobody deserves that kind of treatment, ever. This happened in the late 1990s and shows how psychiatric patients are treated. It happened on more than one occasion, too. It happened several times during the days I was put and locked up. It is wrong, and I reiterate, a brain cancer patient would never be treated that way. I have heard a prominent hospital worker say the reason patients in hospitals are drugged so heavily in the psychiatric ward is so they do not have to spend money on activities to keep people occupied and not bored or frustrated. Very little is spent to help rehabilitate patients with mental illness. It is wrong to drug people into submission or to over-medicate to cut down on spending. I have been drugged so heavily that in hospital and others, in that hospital and others, that I could barely walk. I think the issue of over-medicating in psychiatry needs to be addressed as often patients are too confused or over-medicated to communicate properly that they have been over-medicated and suffer because of this. I encourage people to see Frances Fuller for a vitamin consult, as she worked with Hoffer for many years and knows his techniques and his knowledge. I so miss Dr. Hoffer.
We just heard part of a personal account from someone who ultimately benefited from Dr. Abram Hoffer's approach to treatment, but suffered greatly before finally receiving that treatment. Tell us more about the work you did with Dr. Hoffer and about some of the challenges faced by people with mental illness in finding suitable and appropriate treatment.
Well, the work I did with Dr. Hoffer was initially, I was his medical office assistant, and then I eventually became his office manager, and then when Dr. Hoffer retired from medicine at the end of 2005, we started this new business as orthomolecular nutritional consultants. And that's where I became, I was much more of a participant in seeing clients and helping them learn about nutrients that would be helpful for their better health. Including their better mental health, because you can't help one part of the body without helping the rest of the body. It's not specific to a particular part of the body. So, but the patients that we saw and the clients that we saw were facing tremendous handicaps. They were, as PL said, they were not treated with respect. They were actively discouraged from looking at alternatives, being told that drugs were the only answer, that basically they would be full-time patients, not necessarily in hospital, which was not exactly encouraged, but certainly full-time patients in the sense of being medicated, and that was to be their life. which is very discouraging. It, I think, is one of the, that kind of loss of hope is one of the reasons for the high suicide rate among psychiatric patients. And so when they came to see us, first of all, when they went to see Dr. Hofford, they would have to be referred by their family doctor, and many times the family doctor would refuse, or they would discourage them by poo-pooing it, saying, oh, he's controversial, or it's never been proven, or other things like that. And so many patients told us that they went from doctor to doctor to get a referral, just to be seen. And then when we were seeing clients as nutritional consultants, then the hardship was they had to pay out of pocket. It was no longer covered by the medical plan. So that's one of the challenges that the patients faced. The other challenge, another challenge they faced, of course, which is what PL said, is just the complete lack of respect that many, not all doctors, but many doctors seem to pay their psychiatric patients as though it was their fault. And yet at the same time, they discourage them from seeking alternatives.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. Dr. Abram Hofford was a pioneer in the field of orthomolecular psychiatry and medicine. He gained worldwide fame, firstly for his work on the origins of schizophrenia, and later for his contributions to nutritional medicine. We're speaking with Francis Fuller of the Orthomolecular Vitamin Information Center in Victoria, BC, who worked closely with Dr. Hoffer. We're also sharing a personal account of the impact of Dr. Abram Hoffer's work in the words of an anonymous young person, as read by Ashta.
I really feel Dr. Abram Hofford was an innovator, and I respect him for sticking to his guns. He had incredible courage to stand up to the medical community when they refused to believe a vitamin could be helpful for mental illness. Hofford stayed his ground and insisted that niacin works. Why? Because niacin works. It keeps psychosis at bay. The medical field has trouble accepting this research, and I do not understand why. I really think that high-dose niacin should be prescribed to all patients with psychosis. It should be common medical practice. I've been diagnosed bipolar and also schizoaffective, though I have not been fully psychotic for over 10 to 12 years. I have been on the vitamin for over 10 years, and I'm doing great on it. People have to realize they should not take the extended time-release niacin, as it has caused liver trouble in certain people. It is the regular, normal flushing niacin that is best and is safe to use. I have not been psychotic in 10 years, thanks to Hofford. I was on all the medications in the past and could not get rid of the psychosis. It was Hofford's prescribed niacin and other vitamins that have allowed me to live a normal life again. I do not work full-time due to chronic pain problems. However, like Hofford said, I am paying taxes once again. I was incapable of functioning very well before Hofford's vitamins. I do still have episodes with my bipolar condition, but I can catch the signs and get more medication before things get too out of hand with my more serious symptoms. Once the little illness phase is over, I return to my regular doses of vitamins and medication. Also now, I can work and handle stress better, but I still have a disability due to my illness. I still must have treatment and take precautions where others would not. However, I do not have to endure the torture of being psychotic for 4 to 5 months and be put in a hospital all the time anymore. I'm saving the taxpayers' money by taking vitamins.
What was it like working alongside Dr. Hofford?
He was an amazing man. I can't say how profoundly moved I was, and so often, by his approach to dealing with patients. He really did care about them, and his whole life's goal was to alleviate their suffering. It really was. It frustrated him no end when he would see someone who'd been ill for 10 years in and out of hospital, And he would be very... He would be very hurt by the fact that they had suffered for so long and had often been told they would never get well, that this was their lot in life. And he found this very frustrating and very, he regretted saying so, but it made him ashamed of the psychiatric profession. He was very proud when he became a psychiatrist, and he, over the years, had become less and less proud of his profession just because of their attitude toward their patients, toward recovery, and their real, not collusion, but their acceptance of drugs as the only possible treatment, and how, despite the fact that the drugs were so unsatisfying in terms of results.
Frances Fuller, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
Well, you're very welcome. It was a pleasure.
And it was much appreciated.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Frances Fuller is the CEO of the Orthomolecular Vitamin Information Center in Victoria, BC. She worked closely with Dr. Abram Hoffer over the years. The information presented on our program today is for educational purposes only. If you want to investigate the use of vitamins as a therapeutic approach to deal with illness, please contact your medical doctor. We'd like to acknowledge the help of Ashta for reading the personal account of PL, a former patient of Dr. Abram Hoffer, who regrets having to be anonymous due to the stigma associated with the areas we've been discussing. And we give PL the final word in today's discussion.
I will never forget how supportive and respectful Dr. Hoffer was. He was not only a brilliant man, he was also truly a caring and compassionate man. I'm so glad I trusted him despite paranoia from my illness, because thanks to him, I know now how to stay well. He taught me to look for my warning signs of illness. When necessary, I will increase my niacin, my medication, to avoid an episode with family doctor supervision, so that the episode ends up lasting a few weeks or months, and is mostly feeling a bit manic and agitated, but is tolerable and better than being in a psychiatric ward, out of my mind and not knowing reality anymore for months at a time. I'm so lucky to have met Hoffer, or I would still be wasting taxpayers' money by being hospitalized all the time and for long durations, too. I had the flu severely and could not attend Dr. Hoffer's memorial. I was extremely upset about this, but at least now I can be telling the truth about Hoffer and revealing the secret of niacin to others who may also benefit. It takes a few months to get into your system to work properly, but once the vitamins start to work, I'm sure many people will notice an improvement in their mental illness and psychosis. Medications do not work for everyone, so do not criticize a very successful outcome with vitamins if it does not work for everyone, because neither does medication. Medication does not work for everyone, and that is a known fact. However, sometimes it takes a trial period of exploring many medications to find one that may help. There are a few people who do not respond to any medication very effectively and suffer greatly because of it. Niacin and vitamin therapy can be used to heal and enhance treatment with or without medication. It should be mandatory for all patients who suffer psychosis from mental illness and should be used to enhance medication as well. I prefer to remain anonymous for now, until one day I can get the courage to go public with my story. I am afraid that day may never come. You see, I have suffered and been incredibly hurt by ignorance, lack of education, and understanding. I have a mental illness. I am not homeless and never have been. I was educated and had a bright future. I could be your neighbor or your colleague, classmate, or peer. You would never know my story. You would never know the pain and exclusion I have felt for having a mere health condition. You would never know how having a disability condemns you to poverty and fear of losing your home, constant struggles to live a life with dignity, shame, low self-esteem, neglect, societal abuse. This is why I cannot tell you my name. In addition, I'm trying to protect my employment opportunities in the future, as well as future friendships. I apologize for not having the courage to use my name in my story. I feel very upset that my situation prevents this. Thanks to Dr. Hoffer's life work, he helped thousands of people with mental illness. Dr. Hoffer was not just a doctor. He was a humanitarian who cared about the welfare of people who were suffering. I hope others will benefit from his work as well. Sincerely, PL. a former patient of Dr. Abram Hoffer, who regrets having to be anonymous due to stigma because the niacin treatment works.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.